Israeli tanks rumbled into another town in the West Bank early today, and the Israeli siege of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's compound in Ramallah continued into a fourth day. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said that Israel is at war for its survival and promised to smash what he called the Palestinian terrorist infrastructure. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Late last night, about 100 Israeli tanks and armored vehicles took over the West Bank town of Qalqilya for the second time in 3 weeks. Palestinian witnesses reported heavy machine gun fire and explosions. They said the soldiers had cut power and water supplies. An Israeli army spokesman said 8 Israeli soldiers were injured, 1 seriously, in an explosion as troops carried out house-to-house searches looking for Palestinian gunmen and weapons. The Israeli siege of the Palestinians' political and commercial capital, Ramallah, continues. Mustafa Barghouti, the head of the Palestine Medical Relief Committees in Ramallah, says the city's 200,000 residents are under a complete curfew.
Nobody is allowed to get anywhere, and all the shops are closed since Thursday evening. There is now very serious shortage of food, and there is very serious shortage of water in many houses because the Israeli army destroyed the water pipelines. We have been receiving calls of people having no water. And then there are so many families that don't have medicine that they need regularly. There is a very serious shortage of milk for children. It's becoming a serious humanitarian disaster in every sense of the word.
Barghouti said last night Israeli troops shot at a commercial building where about 30 people, many of them Palestinian policemen, were holed up. He said those inside did not shoot back and tried to surrender. Barghouti said the bodies of 2 men, one in his 50s and one in his 20s, were later found in the building. He said many of the others were injured, but ambulances were denied access. An Israeli army spokesman said an armed Palestinian wearing an explosives vest opened fire from inside the building and was shot dead. The army spokesman said that 500 Palestinians in Ramallah have been detained for questioning, among them dozens believed to have been involved in attacks on Israelis. The spokesman also said a large quantity of weapons had been seized inside Arafat's compound, including 200 Kalashnikov rifles, dozens of RPGs, and crates of ammunition. Yesterday, 2 Palestinian suicide bombers killed 14 Israelis and injured dozens of others in 2 attacks, one on a restaurant in the northern Israeli city of Haifa and one on a Jewish settlement near Bethlehem. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon tried to calm a jittery nation last night in a televised speech. The state of Israel is fighting a war, Sharon said. It is a war that was forced on us. It is a war for our homes. Sharon said that Israel has faced more difficult situations in its history than the present one and promised that Israel will triumph again. Israeli government spokesman Aryeh Mekel says Israeli troops will expand operations in the West Bank, moving into other Palestinian cities.
Since every city practically in the West Bank has become a center of terror, since every city basically has become a place from where suicide bombers are being sent, then if you want to dismantle the infrastructure of terror, we have to reach the terrorists and deal with them where they are.
Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat yesterday called for international intervention to stop the Israeli onslaught. Israeli officials say privately that President Bush has given Israel a green light to continue its incursions, at least for the next few days. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.